How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. Everybody needs some variety in life. That's what I love about Chumba Casino. They know how to keep things fresh and exciting. All their games are free to play, like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire. You can claim free daily login bonuses, too. And they release new games every week. So spice things up with ChumbaCasino.com now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, hey, hey. Welcome in. This is the Morning Buzz. I'm Lawrence. Thanks so much for listening. We are brought to you by Remy Martin. Love Remy Martin. There's the jacket for those of you who are watching on YouTube, and I'll get back to you in a second. And thanks to everyone who is listening on Spotify or if you're listening on Apple. Another great month, and we appreciate it. And I got a lot of stuff this week. I'll keep grinding content for you. Before I get to the main subject, want to apologize to the people on YouTube. I didn't realize that StreamYard had kind of the audio on here was not great yesterday. It was fine on the podcast, and sometimes I swear the YouTube thing is sometimes more trouble than it's worth, but it continues to grow and hopefully we won't run into some of the same problems. But I can already see the wireless thing kind of acting up, so hopefully this will be fine. For those of you who are listening on the podcast, the sound is fine, I think, so we'll just keep going forward. Here's what I want to get into today, and it has a lot to do with how we watch games now and what we think of games now. Specifically the game yesterday, where if you heard me in the post-game podcast, look, there were some incredible things that happened inside of that game. And when you look at the statistics of it, Caleb Williams, it's fair to say he had his best game because you take a look at the opponent, circumstance of it, and this feels better even in a loss, like his performance feels better even in a loss than the incredible stuff that he did against Jacksonville, because we know Jacksonville's no damn good, right? Okay. The weird thing about where things stand right now when we're talking about the Bears is we have become accustomed to moral victories. We have become accustomed to looking on the bright side because the bright side is kind of all we've gotten with the Bears. There isn't actual winning that's going on. We also live in a media environment and a social media environment that has us thinking that the highlights are the only thing that matters. I know that this will come off a little bit like get off my lawn. And okay, maybe it is. Maybe it is a little bit of get off my lawn. But the winning part is important. And it's somehow gotten lost. Everything is kicked, the can is kicked down the road all the time, too often, by teams and by fan bases. And honestly, like it's a little bit out of control. Like I look at the clips and I was excited as anybody by some of the stuff that we saw Caleb Williams do yesterday. But then you start to see stuff like, oh, well, the vibe is great. Look at his, he's got an aura. That's cool. And I am here for that. I think that he is mature beyond his age. I think that he's a really entertaining player to watch. The wins need to happen. Because if you get too comfortable in this space of there's a couple of ridiculous plays a game that gets you hyped, and then the team still loses, the point of the exercise is to win. And the point of dropping Caleb into this thing was they were supposed to be ready to win. His development is a byproduct. I think it's the primary thing for most people, but it's supposed to be still in the context of like his development also is supposed to mean that this team is winning. Now, I want to be very clear about this. To me, this has very little to do with Caleb. This has to do with how we internalize some of this stuff and then externalize it. Of course, the most important thing for the Bears is for Caleb Williams to continue to develop. The developing part is supposed to be wins, too. That's not really on him, though, because I think that over the last two games, for sure, he's done his part. But when we stop asking for there to be a winning component to this, it makes the other stuff seem less valuable to me. If what you're telling me is that you're only in it for entertainment, God bless you, because you have a better mental standing than most fans do when it comes to this stuff. Like, that's exceptional. An exceptional way to look at how sports is supposed to go. If you're just in it for 3 hours of, I want to see the best players in the world play the best. Like, I would call that like an out-of-town approach. Like, for example, when I watch games, that NBA games that don't have the Bulls in them, and I'm watching Jokic do his thing, or I'm watching LeBron continue to still do crazy stuff at 41 years old, there's an appreciation for it, and I can be entertained by it. When it comes to the teams that this city is supposed to be rooting for, we've gotten way too comfortable in the space of, well, there was an isolated performance inside of the team perspective that's got me excited for what the team might end up being. Jalen Johnson has played at an all-pro level at corner, and the Bears have still lost. You've seen Cole Kmet grow as a player individually, and the team is still lost. DJ Moore is an incredible player who is the king of run after catch, and the Bears have still lost. Caleb Williams has shown tremendous growth from a month ago to where he is right now, and the Bears have still lost.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
So you can wrap yourself up in a blanket of these individual performances. But if the individual performances don't turn into wins, then what are we talking about? It's different if we're talking about baseball because of how much of an individual sport it is, kind of meshed into a team concept. That is not the case with football. Football's a team sport. Some people call it the ultimate team sport. And we have become super comfortable with just kind of picking out what we need, picking that one glimmer of hope, and then assigning it to it being something way beyond what it is that we're looking at. The goal is still supposed to be about wins. It's still supposed to be about is definitely not supposed to be about a five-game losing streak. And every time that we kind of just allow it and we just go, yeah, well, next year, right? Next year, things are going to be better. Well, have you seen all of the changes that the White Sox are making in their front office? Next year, right? Well, maybe it's going to be 2 or 3 years. And then 2 or 3 years goes by. And then you go, oh, they didn't win. And in fact, they kept losing. I don't want this to be the standard for the approach. I don't want the fallback position of there was something cool that I saw inside the game to take over the feeling of the team is supposed to win. This isn't supposed to be a team that's rebuilding. And that's from the words of the general manager himself. This is supposed to be a team that was ready to win. And whether it was the good vibes of watching Hard Knocks or Caleb's aura, I don't even know why we call it. Like, we don't have to do that. He played great yesterday. We can just say that. He played great. At some point, all of that stuff has to turn into wins. Or everyone gets fired, and then we have to start all over again. And then it's reading of the tea leaves, and is this the right thing? I'm not here to compare the quarterbacks in the rookie class. As I say that, I'm exactly getting ready to do that, and I apologize for my hypocrisy. But I don't think Bo Nix is better than Caleb Williams. Bo Nix might go to the playoffs this year. How would you feel about that? That story was supposed to be Caleb's story. And because we're not getting that story, we are okay with living in the space of all the feelings of it. Well, did you see that throw to DeAndre Swift? I did. I also saw the offense be relatively pedestrian for 53 minutes of that game yesterday. They battled. They deserve credit for that. They made plays. They deserve credit for that. But the winning. Can someone help me out on the winning? When is the winning supposed to happen? Because we were told that the winning was supposed to happen now. And if everyone gets their wish, and everyone's wish is to get Matt Eberflus up out of here, if you get your wish, you got to start all over again. And who knows? Maybe Ryan Poles, he got to go too. And then you got to start all over again with, well, this is how the team is being built. And then eventually it's going to be built. And then you know what's going to happen? You're going to run out of contract on Caleb Williams. The whole point was to build a team that was ready to absorb a rookie quarterback and his mistakes. And it turns out the rookie quarterback wasn't the one that was making the mistakes. It was the guy coaching him that was making most of the mistakes. It's the other things around him that weren't going well. So we got to get to a place where the standard is not the good vibe. The standard is not what's going to happen 3 years from now. How long have you been waiting for that? How long have you told yourself that lie of it's going to be better in the future? Why can't it be better now? I don't want to wait for my lunch to get colder, as the great poet Peter Griffin said. I want to eat it right now. Anyway, let me know what you think in the comments. Hopefully the audio and the video is better. Thanks to Remy Martin for sponsoring us as per usual. I got more stuff for the rest of the week, including all the breakdowns after the game. And thanks for your support. It means the world to me. It truly does. I will talk to you next time. Peace.
How do you feel when you switch to GEICO and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with GEICO feels just like that. Get more with GEICO.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.